Lord, I come before you this morning. I pray that you'll use me to speak your mind to your people. Take away any hindrance that may arise, that your people would not listen to your message through me. And anoint my mind to speak your mind, O Lord, this morning. That your word will come with power to free those who need freedom, to empower those who need empowerment, to give light to those who need light, and also to bless your people. I pray for this in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. Yeah, so I said the theme for today's message is called Christ, Our Hope. And now, you know, we human beings, our lives are moved by hope. We hope that tomorrow is going to be better than today. We always looking forward for something better to come. And we do not know in reality, with all certainty, what the future holds for us. But our hope is that the future is going to be better. What I mean by future, I mean tomorrow, I mean next year, and the years that are going to follow. We cannot know what's going to come our way. But we have hope that it's going to be better. So we strive, we work hard in order to get to that better place. Now, us who believe in God, who believe in Christ, we place our hope in Christ. Or at least we ought to put our hope in Christ. But more often than not, we find ourselves putting our trust in different things, and we lose sight of the Lord. Especially sometimes when we go through hard times, we do not put our full focus in the Lord. Or sometimes when we make plans, we put our trust in many, many things, in many, many places. But if you examine the Bible, if you read the Bible and see about all these places that you might put your hope in, the message you get from the Bible is not very encouraging. Let me give you an example. Some people, they put their trust in other people. Trust your parents, trust your teachers. You trust other people for your future. But the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 5, it says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in men and makes flesh his strength." See, let's say we don't have to trust, put our trust in men. And the way he puts it, he said, if you put your trust in men, he say, cursed are you. Some people, they put their trust in what they possess. And this is very subtle. Many times we are very focused on what we have. The things that we possess. And we may put our hope thereupon. But the Lord Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19, he said, Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. And Apostle Paul takes this passage, this message, and puts it in a, even I would say, easier way to grasp for us regarding riches. He says in the first book of Timothy, chapter number 6, verse 17, he says, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be lousy, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. You might also place your hope in your intelligence. You know, some people know too much. And now, people are blessed with a lot of knowledge. I think in this age, we know so many things. We even have AI now helping us sort things. Some, they put their trust in their knowledge, in their diplomas. Right? Someone called these kind of people. There are people actually who know too much, who have knowledge. They are called mental giants. You know, their minds are huge in terms as far as knowledge is concerned. Some people, they put their trust in their strength, you know. Some people, they are very strong. They don't fear anything. They think they can handle anything that comes their way. These are we call them the Goliath of our age. Strong people. You see, yesterday, last night, I went to visit Pastor Perry. And I was in their home for some time. And I told Pastor Perry, I said, I never carried you. Allow me to carry you today. When I tried, we both fell. I couldn't carry him. Pastor Perry was strong. He's a giant. He's one of the giants of this age. So see, some people are strong. But the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, verse 11, I saw something else under the sun. The race is not for the swift, not the battle to the strong, neither is bread to the wise, nor the wealth to the intelligent, nor the favor to the skillful. For time and chance happen to all. So now, where should we place our hope then? I believe the answer is our hope should be in Christ. And that's what the Bible tells us. Our hope should be in the finished work of Christ. I'm sorry, I read so many passages here, but they are not the main verses that I want us to focus on this morning. That's why I didn't put them on the slides. But our hope should be placed on Christ. And if you read your Bible, the book of Colossians, it's a very beautiful book, and it talks about Christ and what Christ means to us. And today I was so blessed when they were singing the songs. It seemed like the songs that were being ministered here, they were ushering our minds to today's message, especially the song which says, "In Christ Alone." You know, put our hope in Christ. And in Colossians chapter number 1, verse 26-27, the Bible tells us here, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, say the mystery he's talking about here is talking about the Word of God. He's talking, establishing a relationship between the Word of God and Christ. And he said, now that Christ is in us, the life, the kind of life that Christ came to establish in this world, the character of Christ in us, that's what should be the hope that should carry. And he's calling it here the hope of glory. We can live a life that manifests God's glory. No wonder the Lord Jesus told us. He says, I came the light in this world, so that anyone who believes in me shall not walk in darkness. And then as he calls us, he says, we are the light of this world. So we are the carriers of the light, which is our Lord Jesus. And we are the light of this world. So as long as Jesus is in us, that should be our assured hope for tomorrow. That is the unfailing hope. The unfailing hope is Jesus Christ. Not on all other things that we may think that they will be of use for us tomorrow. Don't get me wrong. The people in our lives, our parents, our friends, our teachers, our pastor, these are all blessings from God. God has blessed us with these people. The riches or the possessions that you have, the job that you have, it's a blessing from God. If God has blessed you with wisdom and knowledge, if God has blessed you with different skills, these are all blessings from God, and this is good. I'm not saying these things are bad. That's not what I mean. But as long as you put the foundation of your life on the blessings rather than the blesser, there is a problem. The hope, our hope should be rather placed on the blesser, not on the blessings. So that's why I say here, Christ in us is the hope of glory. But who is Christ? I think this question is important also. Who is Christ? Who is Jesus that we should put our hope in him? The answer is given in the book of Colossians. Chapter number 1 still. If we read from verse 15 to 20. Talking about Jesus. It says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rules or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. You see, Jesus must be preeminent. He is the most important of all, the Bible calls him. He's above all. He is what really matters. He is preeminent. And say, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. All the fullness of God, all the fullness of deity, God himself was pleased to dwell in Christ. Christ is the image of God. We put our hope in him. We are putting our hope in the very God that we serve. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. In Christ, the presence of God, the God that we serve, the God that we worship, his presence dwells fully in Christ. That's why he called us. We have to put our hope in Christ. And everything that we do as Christians, everything that we do as believers, as long as we call you a Christian, everything that you do, it should be done because of the hope that we have in Christ. the service that you make, the love that you display, the worship that we sing, everything that we do should be done because of Christ. And it says here in the book of Colossians, chapter number 1, verse 3 to 5, Paul says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. So, you say, the faith in Christ, the love that we display, it is because of the hope that is laid up for us in heaven. And it says, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. This message is communicated to us. The treasures that are stored for us in heaven are communicated to us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's what? It is the catalyst power that moves us to do what we do. Because we hope in Him. And in this verse we see three things here. Three pillars are revealed in this verse. In these couple of verses. The first one is faith in Christ. The second one is love. The third one is hope. These are the three pillars that move our lives as Christians. In the book of Corinthians, chapter number 13, it says, verse 13, so now faith, hope, and love abide. You see, these three things will abide. When everything, you see, I said, the people in our lives, the things that we have in our lives, the skills that God has given us, these are all blessings. And all these will fade. There will be a time all these will be nowhere, will not be found. But these three things, faith, love, and hope, they will abide forever. Now, this also shows us that the kind of hope we're talking about here is not the same type of hope that unbelievers have. This hope is intertwined with our faith. You know, it is a hope that walks hand in hand with faith. Actually, it cannot be taken away from faith. That is why we can have power, we can have the strength, even when things are not going well, to hold on to this hope and remain unshakable. And the Bible tells us regarding faith. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Now, what is the assurance? In some versions of the Bible, it tells us that faith is the substance. Is the substance of the things hoped for. As long as we are concerned. Our hope, it should find its substance on faith. It says, by faith, I'm going to the last verse 3 here. It said, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. So that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Now, faith gives us the strength, the power to hope, even when the situation looks hopeless. You know, because coming back to what I said at the beginning, you see, the blessings that God has given us, it is very easy to hope on those things. Because we see them. We see the people around us. We see blessings that God has given us, material things. We see, I mentioned earlier, the recognitions of our skills, our intelligence, we can see. But this is not the type of hope that should move us. We should believe in spite of what we see. Sometimes what we see is not very favorable. But still, we should hope in that situation. And the Lord Jesus himself, he told us that things would not just be rosy all the time. Things would not be good all the time. There would be hard times. There would be problems. How do you react when you find yourself in those situations? Where do you place your hope? Is your hope in Christ? The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 165, it says, blessed are those, so great grace have they that put their hope in your word. They will not be disappointed. So we put our trust in his word, and the word which is Christ. He said there's no disappointment there. No matter how the situation goes, you'll not be disappointed. I do not know. Maybe you are going through some difficulties now. But I want you to remember, the Lord Jesus never said that it was going to be all right all the time, as long as we are in this world. But he is the hope for us in this world, even when things do not are not going our way. In the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations. But take heart, I have overcome the world. See, the Lord Jesus never said that we wouldn't have problems here. We have problems with sometimes disease, sometimes persecution. Sometimes people around us. But the Lord Jesus said, I have overcome it. And Paul says, for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So our hope is not in the things that we see. Our hope is in the things that we do not see. And this brings me to the second point, or to the second aspect of our hope. The first one is that, as I mentioned, no matter what you are going through now, no matter what the visible situation is now, place your hope in Christ. Because he says there are things. And Paul says here, no matter the situation you're going through, you are being prepared. You are being prepared for what is to come. So there is, because of Jesus Christ, not only we have hope for the time that we have in this world, we have hope also for the future. The Lord Jesus, the future here, I'm talking about the eternal future this time. The Lord Jesus made a way for us to have hope for eternity. The hope that we have for eternity, it is also because of Jesus Christ. So see, it's not only for the short time, the few years that the Lord has given us to live in this world, but also for all eternity. And all this, it is anchored in the person of Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us, it is Jesus. He said, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In him, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So see, it is because of Jesus that we have forgiveness of sins. And because of this forgiveness that we have received, there is hope. We know we are going to a better place. And the Lord Jesus himself said, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. See, there is a future. There is a house. There is a house that the Lord has prepared for us. And we will be will take part, will be qualified to get into this house because of Jesus Christ. And Paul says in the book of, in book of Corinthians, the second book, chapter number 5, if you see, I mentioned the book of Corinthians earlier, in verse number 4, in chapter number 4, in chapter number 4, Paul talks about the persecutions they have. I said that things are not going to go well all the time. We'll have problems. And Paul talks about all those problems. And in chapter number 5, if you read from chapter number 4, you get to chapter number 5. He says in the opening verses here, second book of Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse 1. He says, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed," if our bodies are destroyed, Paul says. He says, we know. If something were to happen to us now, if you were not to be in this world, as the Lord has given us, all of us, time, precious time to live in this world, if today we were not to be here, he says, we know. If the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we still in this tent we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who prepared us for this very thing is God. And the emphasis is here. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. The Lord has given us the Spirit as a guarantee that there is a house that He has built for us. So, you see, we have hope as long as we live in this world. But also we have hope eternal. There is a house. There is a place that He has prepared for us. And that should give us strength all the more, that even if we are going through troubles in this present age, that there is something better that the Lord has prepared for us. Brothers and sisters, put your hope on Jesus Christ. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and the work that He came to accomplish in this world. In Him we have hope in this life and in the life to come. And no matter the situation you are going through, you know, when we meet people we know, most of the times it looks like everything is fine. But if they were to tell you what they are going through, you'd be amazed. Right? So I know for us sitting here, probably some, maybe many of us here find themselves in a hopeless situation. Or if you don't find yourself in a hopeless situation, probably you were in a hopeless situation in the past. Or you might be in a hopeless situation in the future. Place your hope in Christ. Anchor your hope in Christ. And I want to conclude by reading, by telling a story here, which is recorded in the book of Samuel, chapter number 30, the first book. Let me give you a background and then read how David placed his hope on God. David had been running from Saul. You might know the story, because Saul was persecuting David because David was anointed to rule instead of Saul's children. So Saul is now persecuting David. And David fled and he went to live in the land of the Philistines. So the Philistines prepared to go out for battle, and David came with them. But he was serving this particular king, Achish by name, if I if I remember it well. So some other kings, they told Achish, they said, we cannot go with David. David will betray us when we start battle. He will kill us. Send him back. And Achish told David, they were friends by this time. He said, you have to go back because the lords of the Philistines don't want you to come with me. And David went back to Ziklag, the land where he was staying with his relatives, running away from Saul. But the Bible tells us when they went back 3 days later, the Amalekites had come to wage war on this place where they left, unguarded. And then they kidnapped David and his men's wives and children. They took them away as captives. And now David comes back and he finds the place desolate. And David's wives also were taken away. The Bible tells us that the men that had left with David were this time brokenhearted. And they cried for their wives and their children. The Bible tells us that they cried until there was no strength in them. And then the Bible tells us, if you go to chapter number 30, verse 6, and it says, and David was greatly distressed himself because his wives also were taken and their belongings. First, he was distressed by this, by the loss. But at the same time, he said, the people spoke of stoning him. People wanted to stone him. You know, when something goes wrong, we always point to the leader, right? When things go okay, it's everyone's credit. But when they go wrong, it's the leader. He's the one, right? I like to watch football. If the team underperforms, the players do not get, it's not the player's problem. The coach gets sacked. The coach gets dismissed, right? It's the coach's problem. So now they want to stone David. He said, because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David, look at David. He said, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. You see, when there is nothing else to trust in, when all hope has been taken away, when all what you have has been taken away, you can still find hope in the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the one that will never be taken away from you. Nothing can take him away from you. As long as you are willing to embrace him, he is always there within reach. So again, I repeat, I do not know what you are going through this morning. But I'm coming here, I'm standing here, bringing this message to you. Hope in the Lord. Pull your strength. Say, the Lord is a strong tower. Get your strength in the Lord. Knowing that what is happening now, first of all, it will not be permanent. And even if it's permanent, we have a greater hope. We have an eternal reward awaiting for us. As long as you hold on to that hope, there is hope for you. Amen. I want to stop here this morning. And as we were listening about this message of hope, Christ in us, the hope of glory, I hope we'll go out strengthened and with our hopes renewed in the Lord. And I want us to take some time now to pray. Please, if you may stand up, please let us stand up. I want to pray in one heart, renewing our hope this morning in the Lord. Lay down what you have in your heart, the difficulties you have before the Lord. And if any of you needs prayer, please, Pastor Perry is here. You can come forward. If you find yourself in a hopeless situation, you do not know what to do, you need strength. to continue. You need someone to help you as you wait on the Lord. Please come forward and Pastor Perry will pray for you, and I can also so pray together that the Lord will strengthen you as you wait on Him. For us remaining in our places, you can bow your head as you're standing and close your eyes and pray. That the Lord will renew that the light you have in your heart of hope.